Hey guys, it is great to be with you today. I'm looking forward to our time together. This is the last message in the series that we've been in called Different, God's Plan and My Part. And so this is kind of a transitional message, and it's about a character that we see in the Old Testament and really this whole situation that's dealing with transition, which is interesting because I really feel like the Lord spoke to me this week, not just about this message or the series that's to come, which I'm pretty stoked about, but that this for us, I feel like he said that there's a transition that's coming. There's a transition that's coming. And, it, you know, we've been in a very unique season, but I also sense that there's a shift that's taking place, and that any time we see death, devastation, and destruction, you know, first of all, we have to know that that breaks God's heart. But in all of that, there's always a act of redemption that follows, but there's also a choice that each of us have to choose to walk in that redemptive act that God seems to bring about as a result of the brokenness of the world. All I have to do is go back to the Garden of Eden when sin entered and the brokenness there, it was God's grace and His goodness that took the brokenness of that sinful moment and He covered the shame of Adam and Eve. But they had a choice to continue to walk in His redemptive way or not. And I just really feel like there's a seasonal change that's coming. And I don't know that I can articulate it completely, but I know this, that as we follow God, it brings us to a place of life. And so that's my heart for you, that we know there's a transition and a seasonal change that's coming, and this is going to be a good thing. And I really believe that God's redemptive hand is at work, and I think it's fitting for the message today because it is a message of redemption, and it's a message about transition. And so we're looking at Joshua chapter 2, and we're going to look at the life of Rahab. But before we get started in that, I want to say this to all my moms out there. We love you. Happy Mother's Day, and I'm excited to share a message about, I believe, one of the greatest moms in all of the Bible. However, she may not have started off as the greatest mom in all of the Bible, but she deserves such a place of honor, and in fact, she's given it both in Joshua and in the New Testament. So we're going to look at Joshua chapter 2. Let me give you a little bit of background about Joshua chapter 2. The whole nation of Israel has been delivered from slavery in Egypt, and they've made the trek to the Promised Land. Now this is the second time. Yes, they wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, but now they are on the very edge of the place that God promised them, and they're about to step into the promise that God had for them. The place that He said, this is going to be an amazing place for you. This is your own land. This is your place. Don't worry. I'm at work and I'm with you. Just step into it. But they were a little nervous because it was also an occupied land. And there were giants in the land. But they knew that God was with them. And their first obstacle was the city of Jericho, a walled city. And as they stand on the mountains overlooking the plains with Jericho below, they were nervous because they knew that they were going to have to fight to get into the place that God promised them. So they sent out spies, two spies to go into Jericho. And in Joshua chapter 2, in Joshua chapter 1, God has spoken to Joshua and said, Moses is dead. You're the new leader. Be strong and courageous. I'm with you. And so they're about to step into this promised land, but they send out these two spies to check out Jericho. And this is their story, but it really turns into the story of one of the greatest moms ever, and her name is Rahab. So it says this, it says, Joshua secretly sent out two spies from the Israelite camp at the Acacia Grove, and he instructed them, scout out the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially around Jericho. So the two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab, and they stayed there that night. Yes, you heard me say that Rahab was one of the greatest mothers in the Bible, and I firmly believe that. But she started out as a pagan who was a prostitute, and the spies actually ended up at her house. Now, I don't know why that is, but they did. But someone told the king of Jericho, some Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent orders to Rahab. Bring out the men who've come into your house, for they've come here to spy out the whole land. Now this makes sense. The whole land is full of fear. They're freaking out because they see literally millions of people on the mountains waiting to invade. And the first stop is Jericho, the place where Rahab lives. And so she meets these two Israeli spies. And then the king comes of Jericho. And it's a city-state. So the king of Jericho, this walled city, comes to her house and says, "Where are the spies?" He sends his soldiers. "Where are they? We want to find out what's going on." And what she does next is amazing. And I think it shows the heart of the mother that she was going to become. Verse 4, Rahab had hidden the two men. But she replied, "Yes, the men were here earlier, but I didn't know where they were from. They left the town at dusk and when the gates were about to close. I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch them." And then, verse 6. Actually, she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she had laid out. This young prostitute, who was a pagan, living in the place that God had given to his people and had told them, "Drive out the inhabitants, they're wicked." She was one of them. And yet, I really believe that the heart of a great mother was inside of her, and I really believe it was the stirring of God. And this is what we can see from the heart of a mother. The heart of a mother always covers and keeps from harm. I think about my mom. I think it's in Proverbs 17, and don't quote me on this because references are often my bane, but I believe it's Proverbs 17:9, where it talks about like love covers an offense. And the heart of a mother covers so much because the heart of a mother is full of grace. It's full of kindness. It's full of caring. It's full of love. And my mother, she exemplified all of those. It was her joy to sweep away and to cover the things that really I deserve to be exposed for. And we see in Rahab putting her own life on the line to cover these men and hide them, because that is what the heart of a mother does. You know, my mom was a tough cookie, and my dad was a solid rock. And I had a wonderful upbringing. My dad was really strict and really rigid, but he would make me toe the line, but it was the heart of a mother that could see the hand of God in my life and go, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, but you know what? I'm gonna give you some grace in this." And it was that heart of grace that really, I believe, shaped me, even into my calling. Like, I look like my dad, I act like my dad. And I totally get my dad, but everybody that knows me and knows my parents go, "Yeah, you're a lot like your dad, but you're also an old soul and you have the heart of your mama." And can I just say that the heart of a mom is amazing. And the truth is that we should all have it, because every young boy, when he's freaked out and he feels like harm is coming his way, I remember as a little kid, I wasn't running to daddy, I was running to mama when I was scared. Do you remember that? I do. And the heart of a mother covers and keeps from harm. There's an aspect of safety. That heart of a mom brings safety everywhere she goes. So moms, for all that you've done in keeping us safe and having that heart of grace, thank you. What's so interesting to me is that we see this in Rahab, though she may be young, though she may be at that time in a pagan land and herself a prostitute, there is a seed of greatness and destiny inside of her. Can I just say, we all have that. We all have that. Are we able to recognize truly the hand of God and the people of God in our life, and that we can cover offenses, we can cover wrongs, that we can be the ones that provide a safe place for people? This is what Rahab did. It's one of the greatest mothers in the Bible, but not yet. Right now, she's a lying prostitute, but yet somewhere deep down inside of there, there's a heart, and it's the heart of God at work in her, even though she wasn't anywhere near the place that she needed to be. because there was a promise, and I want you to hear me on this. There was a promise, not just for the nation of Israel. There was a promise for this girl, and there's a promise for us today. Now remember, God's the creator of all, male and female. And a mother's heart, just like a father's heart, accurately represents the heart of God, who wants to put us in a safe place and bring us to a place and really keep us in a place of life and keep us from harm. This is what Rahab did. She hid these spies. Now, I want you to remember, this is a story of redemption. It starts out about the spies, but in the end, it's really about Rahab and the transformation that we see in her life. So she hides them. She takes them up to the roof. She hides them. And verse 8, it says, before the spies went to sleep that night, Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. That's the heart of a mama too, because I remember the talks that my mama had with me when I was in the place that maybe I shouldn't have been. And she'd just go up there and have a little talk with me. Do y'all remember that? My wife has that with my kids. I have daddy talks, but they're a little different than a mama talk. And she says, she goes up there to talk with them, and she says this, I know the Lord has given you this land. Here's why, and here's the second thing I want you to get. The heart of a mother always knows what the Lord has for us. These men, they should have been her enemy. To everyone around her, they were the enemy, but she recognized the hand of God on the nation of Israel and on those two men. And that's why she kept them safe, because that's what mamas do. Let me tell you, we can learn from the heart of our mama, and we can learn from the heart of a godly mama that we see in this book. Because a godly mother knows what the Lord has for us, and she speaks it. I am where I am today because my mom continued to encourage me to step into the place that God had for me, not just the place of education or the place of provision as a husband, as a man. No, she called me to step into the place that God had for me, and she reminded me that she knew that God was with me. This is the heart of a mother. How can Rahab, who's just she's just probably a very young girl, we don't see that she has any children of her own at this point. And yet, she's tending and keeping and covering and providing for the people of God, these two men. And then she's speaking to them prophetically, I know that God is with you. And then she goes on to say, I know where he's met you before. That is the heart of a mom. And listen to me, that should be, whether we're male or female, this should be our heart as well. To speak to people and say, don't you see where God's met you? Don't you see where God's shown up? I know what he has for you, and I'm for you. This is what she's saying. In fact, she goes on to say this. She says this in verse 12. She says, now swear to me by the Lord that you'll be kind to me and my family since I've helped you. Is she concerned about her own well-being? Yes, of course she is. Because she has a revelation of who she is and where she is. But she's trusting God and godly people through all of it. She says, be kind to me and my family since I've helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you'll let me live along with my father and my mother and my brothers and my sisters and all their families. And so they swear to her that they're going to take care of her. They say this in verse 17. It says, before they left, the men told her, we will be bound by the oath we have taken only if you follow these instructions, because they swore they would protect her and her family, everyone who was in her house, that they would protect. They would not destroy them. They would not kill them. Verse 18, when we come into the land, you must leave this scarlet rope hanging from the window through which you let us down. Her house was on the wall. It was a walled city. And her house, this was common, houses were built into the wall. And so she had a window that exited the outside. That's how they snuck down. And before they snuck down, they said, this red rope that you have, you need to keep it hanging outside of your window. And all of your family members, your father, mother, brothers, all of your relatives must be here inside the house, and then they'll be safe. They'll be saved. I don't know if you've read the rest of Joshua. I hope you do. And in fact, if you don't have a Bible to read it from, you can actually download an app. I use the YouVersion app, but we'll give you a Bible just like this. It's a great Bible, and that's just my heart as a pastor for you to grow. And when you read the nation of Israel, when they did invade, they surrounded Jericho, and you can read all about it. They marched around it. And in all their marching, every time they marched around, they saw that scarlet rope, that red rope that was hanging outside of the window from Rahab's house. And while everybody in that city was full of fear, scared to death of what was going to happen, for literally a nation of millions marching around this small city, there was one family that wasn't scared, and it was the family of Rahab, because she had a promise, and it was a promise of life. And the symbol for the promise was the red rope that dangled from her window. And this is where we get what's called the scarlet thread that's woven all throughout history. You know, on the day of her deliverance, and here's how I viewed it, because ultimately, if you read the story, the walls crumbled supernaturally, and everybody in the city was killed, except for Rahab and her family, because there was a promise made, because she had the heart of God in seeing and protecting. She had a heart of God in seeing and knowing the future for His people who trusted Him. And then here's the third point. It's true that the heart of a mother reminds us always that deliverance is coming. And in this story, Rahab reminds us that deliverance is coming. I always saw this story, though, that thread, like, oh, wow, wasn't she lucky? Like, that thread reminded her that her deliverance was coming. And it did. But for the first time, I thought about the nation of Israel, that every time they marched around Jericho, they saw this red cord. Because it wasn't just her deliverance. It was theirs too. And it was a reminder to all of them that God had a heart for all people. And He wanted all people to choose Him. I wrote this, that Rahab's deliverance was simply a reciprocal act because she delivered other people first. This is a story of redemption. For Rahab, certainly, but for all of us. For years, my wife, as beautiful and amazing as she is, she struggled with self-worth. She looked in the mirror and saw something other than the reality that was there, which was a wonderful, beautiful, amazing person. And she thought that she was hideous, overweight. And if you know my wife, you know both of those are just crazy to even think. And it manifested, it was really from the pit of hell, and it manifested in anorexia and bulimia. And she fought that for years. She really fought it until the birth of our firstborn kid. My wife puts it so aptly. She says, when I delivered Christopher, God delivered me. All of those fears, all of those insecurities, all of that self-loathing, and all of the lies. What can we learn about God's heart of deliverance and redemption? That when we have His heart, we'll deliver others. And in doing so, we see ourselves delivered. And here's my heart for you today, that you recognize that God has a purpose and a plan for you. And it's not just to deliver you. So often we're like, God, I'm messed up, I'm broken, please deliver me. And He will, but can I tell you, He will often deliver you when you've stepped out and you've spoken His words of life and hope and peace, and you've been the one that's brought deliverance to other people. You know what's so cool? Rahab and her family saved, yes. But what's really cool is that she becomes the mother of Boaz. Boaz has a unique place in history because he was a deliverer for another woman named Ruth. He was a kinsman redeemer. Ruth has a whole book of the Bible dedicated to her. And then Boaz and Ruth had a son named Obed, and Obed had a son named Jesse, and Jesse had a son named David, who became the greatest king of all of Israel, and whose ancestral line Jesus chose to be a part of. And it began with Rahab. What can we learn? Yeah, God wants us to be a deliverer. God Himself is a deliverer, and that nobody is beyond redemption. God covers and keeps us from harm, and our past is no matter to Him. When we trust Him and know this truth, He has a purpose and a plan for us, and our part is to believe it and to walk in it. Because part of us believing that He has a plan for us and a deliverance plan for us is to know that He's also called us to be a deliverer. I wouldn't be where I am if it wasn't for the hand of God in my life. And the two people, I'm going to have to say three people, that have influenced me more than anybody else on the face of the earth: my mama, my daddy, and my wife. And two of those are the greatest mothers I've ever met, who exemplify the heart of God and the life of redemption that they've both lived and both speak into the people around them. So moms, thank you. But maybe you're listening to me today and you felt like your life is beyond redemption. I'm here to tell you that it's not. That God has a purpose and a plan for you, and He wants to use you right where you are. He wants to use you to bring life and hope and speak truth to people. But it begins when you first receive all of that from Him. This is why Jesus came. He's our deliverer. He took the price and the penalty for sin on the cross. And maybe He's knocking on the door of your heart today, and He wants to use you. He wants to use your voice. And I really believe that there is a seed of destiny that He's placed inside of you. Maybe you're at the worst and lowest point of your life, but just like Rahab, God will use you if you let Him. Why don't you believe Him? How do you do that? First, you acknowledge where you are in your own sin. Then you turn from it, and you receive His forgiveness, and you surrender all to Him. If that's you, why don't you pray with me right now? Let's just pray. You can pray something like this: Dear God, I recognize my own sin. I need Your cleansing, Your redemption, Your forgiveness. Jesus, I believe You did all of that on the cross. I surrender my life to You. I receive that forgiveness, and in return, I give You all of me. My life's Yours. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer, here's my heart for you: that you connect not just with God, but with godly people that can help you grow in your walk with Him. So if you prayed that prayer, let us know. Click on the link that's on this video. Facebook message us, contact us on our website. Just let us know so that we can connect with you, both resources and relationships. If you don't have a Bible, let us give you an awesome Bible. If you have questions about this message, ask away. That's why we're here. And if you're wondering, what am I going to do with the rest of my day? Let me remind you of a couple things. Number one, 11 o'clock. Guess what? If you're watching today on Sunday, 11 o'clock. After this, Kids Service. And even if you're watching at a later time, you can go back on COTK Kids on Facebook and check out their service. And then also, we have a pretty amazing event for everybody today from 5 to 7 p.m. Sunday and whatever day May this is that I'm forgetting. But anyway, it's great being with you. Love you guys. See you soon. God bless.